Deep inside the labyrinth, there lives a monster, half human, half bull, the Minotaur. Nobody has seen it with their own eyes, but the legend has been passed down. According to tradition, every year the people of Athen have to choose a maiden as a sacrifice. She shall go into the labyrinth as penance for the death of a king's son. The oracle has spoken, and soon I learn that I am this year's offering, chosen because I am still pure. None of the girls sent over the years were ever seen again. Most of them would beg and pray for forgiveness when they were chosen. But, alas, there was nothing they could do. They would have to walk into the labyrinth to atone for the village's sins. And now, I was to join them. When the time comes, I say goodbye to my family, then I am led to the entrance of the labyrinth. The air is cool and damp, the stone walls towering over me like a mouth ready to swallow me whole. A flickering torch is placed in my hand, the only light I'll have. With one last look at the outside world, I step forward, and the gates slam shut behind me as I begin my journey. Soon, every wall, every corner starts to look the same. I don't know where to go or what I'm meant to find here. I aimlessly wander around while the light of my torch begins to slowly fade. And as the flame finally dies, I can hear it. A strange, deep growl echoing from somewhere behind those high walls. A sound so primal, it is sending shivers down my spine. It seems to be getting closer and closer. I can feel how the fear starts taking over. This primal fear that every human has that is supposed to protect us from anything bigger and more dangerous than ourselves. And now it tells me to run away, to flee at all cost. But as much as I try to remember, I don't even know the way back anymore. I am lost in this tangle of paths, but he isn't. This is his home, his domain. He has lived his entire life in this stony prison. He knows when something enters or exits. He knows that I am here. Panic floods my mind as the noise slowly grows louder. Instinctively, I begin to run. I dash around every corner I see. I'm not thinking straight. Only desperate to escape the deep guttural sound that seems to relentlessly follow me. I hear the thudding of massive hooves pounding on the ground behind me, each step accompanied by heavy, menacing huffs. Then suddenly, I trip. My life flashes before my eyes as my body hits the floor, but before I can gather myself and get up again, I feel it. Something grabbing my ankle, a huge, furry hand. He has found me. Every hair on my body is standing up straight. I want to scream, but I can't even open my mouth. I am frozen stiff from fear. A massive hand wraps around my waist, effortlessly lifting me off the ground, and then I see him. A towering, muscular form, easily five times my size, looms over me. Head of a bull, torso like a human. Large horns, a furry hide, and two hooves firmly plant into the ground as his big dark eyes inspect my body now that he is holding it in his giant hands. A deep snort lets me feel his hot breath on my barely covered skin, forceful enough to make my clothes sway and to warm me up from the cool air surrounding us. He is staring at me so intensely. Not knowing what to do nor daring to move, I start praying to the gods, even though I know that my destiny has brought me here and that it must be their will that my life will end. I close my eyes, trying to accept whatever way he will choose to kill me now, just hoping it is going to be quick. I barely register how large the five-finger hand opens slightly, almost gently, as he sets my body back onto the ground. A few moments pass and I remain frozen, bracing for my demise, listening to the heavy, labored breathing of the monster before me. Nothing happens. Severely confused, I gather enough courage to open my eyes, though he's still staring at me. It seems as if he's waiting for me to look at him again, because now he begins to move. I recoil as his massive body shifts forward, his hands slam down beside me, and I realize he is getting on all fours. The bull monster's physique is so immense that even with his colossal body looming over me, I can still stand up. His enormous mass now blocks out a portion of the moonlight streaming into the labyrinth, casting deep shadows all around. But as my eyes adapt themselves to the darkness, something directly in front of me catches my sight. I can see it. I can see it, hanging down heavily between his legs, covered by a patch of fur, the shape of a large sack and two globes within giving it form. His manhood, or his bullhood, rather. There is a big, wrinkly mass of skin where his penis should be, different from a man. With growing horror, it slowly dawns on me what I have been sent here for. Me, a maiden never touched? I am not food. No. He must be feeling a different kind of hunger. While contemplating my new realization, something starts emerging from the protective fold, growing longer and longer, slowly dropping to the ground. His large penis that he had kept tucked away in its sheath is now on full display. It's shaped strangely. The large base begins thinning towards the tip. I am still trying to process what I am looking at, and it hits me. The smell. This incredibly strong, muscular odor that his phallus now unsheathed and out in the open is freely admitting. The musk is piercing my nostrils and starts numbing my brain. My body reacts on its own to this new stimulus. I can smell how backed up he must be. Pure animalistic lust that has been building for a year. The veiny, leathery testicles bursting with stored up, aged seed. A few sweat drops flow down from his chest to his crotch, tracing the two rounded testicles before dripping onto the ground. Finally, a loud snort makes it unmistakably clear just what is expected of me. I understand my purpose now. What my sacrifice really is. He wants to be pleased. He wants to be worshipped. He stems from the gods, yet he was never granted godhood. So I will be made to be his sole devotee and grant him release. Do I have a choice? Is what I'm thinking to myself. Do I even want a choice? I can't deny how hot I've been feeling from his vigorous display of masculinity. Almost like in a trance, my body takes a step forward. With mixed feelings of fear, curiosity, and arousal, I reach out. The shaft is hot as I touch it, firm with the big veins pulsing, but the skin is a bit sticky and leaves some residue on my fingers. It smells even more intense. There are no bathhouses in the labyrinth, after all. And clearly I'm getting turned on just by feeling and smelling the ripeness of his cock. There is noticeably wetness between my legs that just keeps growing, urging me to continue. Finally, I get bold enough to start to use both hands to carefully stroke this beast's shaft. But he can't wait. A hand pushes my head against the side of his large animalistic penis. My face gets pressed right into the vicious, slimy film adhering to the hot skin. The scent is too strong for my human nose. I cannot smell anything beside it anymore. My saliva pools in my mouth and starts spilling over. Involuntarily, I start to drool, yet I barely even notice. Nor do I care. Waves of heat pulsing through my body. I am bewitched. His grip loosens a bit, and I immediately start placing gentle kisses on his skin. I want it. I want it so bad, and I want him. I rub my face all over his genitals, dragging my tongue up and down, tasting him, tasting his matured cock musk. My hands cup his heavy balls, massaging them, feeling the leathery texture, the fullness of them. I can almost hear his seed inside. They're so big, they barely fit into my palms. The Minotaur starts emitting snorts and huffs. He seems satisfied with what I'm doing. Slowly, his large penis becomes erect, feeling even hotter and firmer in my hands until the pointy tip is at the height of my face and I am looking right into his urethra. I see it as an invitation. Very carefully, I bring my face close to it, sticking out my tongue. I start licking the tip a bit, but soon start fully embracing his penis in my mouth, a most pungent, salty taste. I want to please and worship him. Sucking on the pointy head, trying to appease his desires, I understand that he is my master now. Him and his massive phallus and those huge balls, I force as much of his length down my throat as possible. Using both of my hands to furiously stroke his shaft, up and down and suck, up and down and suck, I can't stop. I am hypnotized. Finally embracing my situation, and then with a guttural noise from him, his urethra widens. I see him pumping. His hips involuntarily bucking, the veins on his cock are throbbing. In eager anticipation, I open my mouth, but nothing emerges from the tip. Was this not enough to make him orgasm? I start moving my head back towards his penis when suddenly, like an aqueduct that became unclogged, a thick rope of cum starts shooting out, hitting me directly in the face and into my halfway open mouth. I fall backwards as his testicles now start to pump out load after load, his seed splashing over my entire body. It is thick, gelatinous, with a yellow tinge. It's what has been building up inside his leathery jewels for months now. The overpowering smell hits my brain like a sledgehammer, drowning out every sense I had left. Pure bovine testosterone. He is emptying everything onto me. I am drenched in his seed. It's sticking to my skin, and I don't dare spit out the gift that he has given me. And I don't want to either. I swallow instead. In pride, the consistency of his semen made it a struggle to go down my throat easily. My brain is already numb as I finally taste his honey. and yet I can still make out the salty and slightly sour flavor, like buttermilk with a gamey quality. I voluntarily open my mouth again and again, lusting for more, swallowing as much as possible. Finally, the musk and taste overloads my brain and I orgasm without even having touched myself. A pure moment of bliss while I continuously get covered with his scent. When my orgasm finally subsides, I find myself lying in the large mixed puddle of stale and fresh bull semen. My body is exhausted and so is my mind. I am barely able to move. Then I can feel the big hand again. He picks me up, holding on to me while starting to walk deeper into the heart of the labyrinth. Have I been deemed worthy by him? Was this just a test? Will he eat me when he finally gets bored? I don't know, but I don't care either. I want to be his worshiper, his slave, his toy for as long as I can.